So it doesn't happen very often that, well, actually I can't remember another time that has ever happened that I got done with all of the reading that I had to do and all the other studying that I usually do. And after I'm completely done with that, have still no idea what I'm actually going to preach about. That happened this week. I got done with everything I needed to do. I got done with all my reading, all my studying. Hey, there's some sound. I was blank. No idea what I was going to talk about today. Luckily, I do have a sermon. Don't worry. Like you were worried. You're like, ooh! There was... Seriously, like, my brain was blocked. I just couldn't figure out what it was that I needed to say. And, I mean, I could go back and tell the story of Joseph and his faithfulness and God's faithfulness to him, and even through the trials of slavery and imprisonment. But it just didn't seem like what I needed to say. It would fit because it was something that even the book talked about, but it just wasn't quite what I was looking for. There was something that was missing, something that wasn't said in the book or in the video that we just watched, something that wasn't covered, and I just couldn't figure out what it was. So I started to think about, what is faithfulness? When I think of faithfulness, I automatically think of God's faithfulness. That He alone can really be faithful, that He alone has faithfulness that stands the test of time. That He alone can really be faithful. But faithfulness can mean a few different things. It's not really just held to that definition alone. It could also be being full of faith. How we maintain our faith in spite of adversity. How we maintain our faith in God in spite of conflicting views. How we keep our faith in God even when it's not easy. But it means other things too. It also means fidelity. Or trustworthiness, doesn't it? Loyalty. We are faithful to our spouses, which can mean a lot of different things. We are faithful to our friends. We are faithful to our family. We are faithful to God. We are faithful to our church. We are faithful to our family in Christ. And then as I thought through all of these things, the word dedication came to mind, and that's when everything clicked together. Because for some reason, I can understand dedication a lot better than I can understand faithfulness. Isn't that funny how our brains work like that sometimes? How a different word, even though the way you're thinking of it means the same thing, because of the connotations that you've sort of presupposed into that word, it makes more sense to you. How can faithfulness make less sense to me than dedication? I don't know. But I think what it is that with faithfulness, I always see it as being something that is constant, long-lasting. And dedication, I can see the effort involved in faithfulness with the word dedication. The sense of purpose behind dedication, the work. But faithfulness has always only been able to be attributed to God in my mind. Now, I mean, I know they aren't exactly synonyms, but as far as having the attributes of loyalty and fidelity as seen in one's character, they are the same thing. But they're different to me. And faithfulness is this constant, unfailing dedication, and only God is capable of that. And though we might fail in our dedication, though our dedication may not always be so faithful, we should be dedicated to God, to Christ our Savior, to the church. And so that's something I can preach about. Why did I share all this with you? Well, I guess I wanted you to understand where my mind was coming from as I picked these things out. And maybe so you can feel sorry for me, because this is the kind of brain stuff that I have to deal with all the time. It took me an hour to sort out how I could talk about faithfulness and dedication. That's my life. So what I'm going to talk about this morning is being dedicated. But more importantly, how God is faithful to us. And so we should be faithful to Him, be dedicated to Him, and be dedicated to His purpose on earth. God is faithful. That's what I want to start with. God is faithful. And to start this out, I'm going to go for some rapid-fire Bible. I'm going to read to you Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, Psalm 119, 90, Deuteronomy 7, 9, and 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Here we go. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases. Indeed never cease. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth and it stands. You know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. You know, when I read about the faithfulness of God, I can't help but see a sort of supernatural patience in it. God has really put up with a lot, hasn't He? Whether it be His people repeatedly leaving and coming back, or just leaving and then not coming back for a really, really long time, falling away and then coming back, or dealing with us who are leaving and coming back, or just falling away because of lack of faithfulness. God puts up with a lot. Falling down, getting back up. The people of God in the modern age falling away and giving up on the truth of His Word, ignoring its real and perfect trustworthiness. But He is faithful. He is true to His promise to not destroy the world by flood again. He is faithful to His promise to the people of Israel. He's faithful to us. He doesn't allow us to be tempted beyond our ability. He provides us a way out of the temptations. He is faithful in His love to us. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And then also 1 John 3:1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. God's love for us is unconditional, everlasting, faithful. Nothing can remove us from God's love. Look, behold, take in the kind of love that God has for us, that He would call us children of God. Reminds me of this song that my dad always used to sing on car trips. My dad sang a lot, and a lot of different songs, but behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner the love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. That's a good one to remember. Because think about this. Think about this really. Think about the love that you have for your kids. If you don't have kids, think about the love you have for nieces or nephews or siblings or parents or whoever it is that you love the most. Think about God loving you that much. Think about God loving you the way you love your kids. You know, my girls are amazing. They're better than anybody else's kids. They have brought a love out of me that I didn't know existed. You know, I love my nieces and nephews. I love, I love Joelle and Sean's kids. I love my sister's kids. But man, it's not quite the same. It's a love that I can hardly even explain, really, you know. And it's not more love than I have for my wife, but it's different. It's a love of fierce protection. A love of constant forgiveness. It is a love of utter patience, even when it's tested to the absolute limit. It's a love that pushes me to make them better than I am. That pushes me to help them to realize every ounce of their potential. It's a love that makes me hurt when they hurt, that makes me rejoice in their joy. It's a love that makes me want only ever what is best for them. A love that makes me hurt when they fail. And a love that makes me want to make them succeed, but a love that helps me to realize that they need to learn it on their own. This is the kind of love God has for you. And no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter whether you are to fall away, nothing you can do will take God's love away from you. God's love for us is completely and utterly faithful. And so, we should also be faithful and dedicated to Him. We should be faithful and dedicated to our life of following Christ. We need dedication and discipline to Christ. Let's see, that's Luke 14:25 through 27. large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." So what do you suppose he means by that? What's his point here? Does he actually want us to hate our family? No. Of course not. We're supposed to love our family, and the Bible says that we should love our family. This is exaggeration for the sake of emphasis. Though, honestly, in that culture, if you were to neglect social customs pertaining to family, it would probably be interpreted as hate. But what Jesus is talking about here is dedication. To be disciple, to be a disciple takes a lot. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes sacrifice. To take the time to learn from God's Word, you might have to give some things up. To go and do the things you need to do, you might have to give some other things up. To truly be effective, we may have to give up doing things that might hurt our witness. And it isn't always fun. One of the things about really working on being dedicated is that one tends to find more and more in God's Word that they need to correct in their own lives. And Jesus wants to make sure that we are prepared for just how hard this can be. Unless you take up your own cross, unless you are ready to shoulder the burden of being looked down upon by others for your faith, unless you are ready for the possibility of persecution and death, unless you are ready for a harder life because of following me, you cannot be my disciple. Being a disciple isn't about getting the life you've always wanted. Being a disciple is about dedication and the face of difficulty. Doing whatever we must to learn from our Savior. And helping others to do the same. Not because it's easy, but because we are commanded. Because Christ is so faithful to us. And because we know that there is a reward for following with our whole hearts. Matthew 25, verse 23. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter in to the joy of your master." Now what does that say again? "Well done, my good and what? Faithful servant. You have been what? Faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things." This is taken from the parable of the talents. When the man who represents Jesus gives to his servants different amounts of money. He gives one talent, five talents, and 10 talents. He gives them to the servants, and he leaves for the country for a while. And he says, "Take care of these things." And the man with 10 talents goes out and invests and makes 10 more. The man with 5 talents goes out and invests, makes 5 more. And the man with 1 talent goes and buries it so he doesn't lose it. And to the men who took out and did better and made more, he said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." God desires for us to be faithful, dedicated, disciplined disciples. Giving our time, giving our resources, giving our talents for Him. Dedicating our lives and everything we are to giving Him of ourselves. And learning everything we can from Him, without ever looking back. And to do that, we must be faithful and dedicated, not just to Jesus, but also to the church. Dedication to the body of Christ is a necessary part of being a disciple. If you were to look back in the Believe book at the section on the church, on the first page, you would find this. Key question. How will God accomplish His plan? Key idea. I believe the church is God's primary way to accomplish His purposes on earth. And then key verse, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. When we went through this chapter together, I talked about what then were God's purposes on earth? What are His plans? What are we supposed to be doing here? What does He want to do here? And basically, it boils down to bringing everyone back to Him. Going out to seek and save the lost. And bringing them in and making them into disciples, loving and training them up in God's Word. And everything we do, any activity, any program, any event should be pointed in this direction. A few weeks ago, the leadership got together and worked to come up with a mission statement. We took ideas from the congregation, if you remember when we had the board back there with the yellow post-it notes. We took ideas from the congregation as to who GC3 is. And we looked through those and we searched Scripture and we looked at what our strengths are as a church. And we came up with a mission statement. We put that statement in a few different places, if you noticed, and just to see if people would notice. And not very many people actually came to us talking about it. But in some ways, that's a good thing, because you see it, and it doesn't seem wrong. It fits us so well that it didn't cause waves. It doesn't distract. The mission statement is this: GC3, sharing love, reaching community, growing family. That is who we are. That is what we are doing. That is our mission as a church. We share the love of Christ. I think one of our biggest strengths is that anybody who walks through those doors will feel loved. They'll feel welcomed. They'll feel that they can be a part of who we are. We give them a place that they can belong. We bring them in and treat them as our family. And we are reaching out to the community, trying to bring those in who are searching for God, doing our best to seek and save the lost, making sure our name is available as an answer to the question, where can I go? And finally, we are growing family. We are a family that is growing, a family expecting. We have faith that just as in the past year and a half, we have grown from usually around 45 people to usually more than 60 people on a Sunday, with Sundays in the high 70s becoming more and more common. We have faith that God will continue to grow our numbers. But more importantly, we are dedicated to growing the family, educating and enriching people at every stage of life, whether it be little kids learning to and growing in our children's program, whether it be teens figuring out what life is about in our youth program, or adults at every stage in our services and various other things we have going on outside of this building. We are dedicated to growing the spiritual life of our church family and every member of your family. That's what we're about. That's GC3. Does that sound about right? But in order to do that, we need dedication. We need faithfulness from you. We need you here. We need you involved. We need to get to know every person that sits those seats. And we need your faithfulness in prayer as well. A few months back, I gave you the challenge to every week pray for these three things. For GC3, pray that we will continue to guide. Pray that God will continue to guide GC3 in doing His work. Pray that we will have effective workers in the harvest. And pray that GC3 will continue to grow in every way a healthy body should. And I know that at least some have been faithful to that, in that prayer, because I can see it working. I can see God doing these things, and that's awesome. But if you have not, I would urge you to pray those things. Pray every week that God will do those things for us. I guess the question boils down to this, though. Are you faithful? Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful to His plan? Are you faithful to His church? That's the challenge this morning, more than anything else. We have seen how dedicated, how faithful God is to us. That His love is never failing, that He is constant. That He loves you like one of His children. So how dedicated are we to Him? How dedicated are we to God, to knowing Him, to loving Him, to serving Him? Do we spend time with Him every day? Do we do whatever we can to know more about Him? Do we do the kind of work for Him that He wants us to be doing? You know, at GC3 we try really hard to make it easy for anyone and everyone to be involved. And you know, we're in a unique situation. We are a small church, and so we need as many people to be involved as we possibly can. But we're also a growing church. And because of that, the opportunities to be involved and the different places in which you can be involved seem to be growing on a daily basis. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm giving you the hard sell on this church as opposed to any other church, but I can tell you from experience that it's hard to find a place where you can be as involved in such influential and needed ways as you can here. You can be a big part of who we are. And that's an awesome thing to do. It's an awesome service that you can give to God. I guess, to boil it all down to just a few words, and to remember just what it is that's important, we need to be faithful to God as He has been faithful to us. We need to give back to Him what He's given us.